Oh, thank you so much. 3 hours to get here was a bit much. Father, thank you so much for stepping up and pitch hitting. I look forward to hearing all about your wonderful homily. I heard you had 1 minute's notice. Oh, truly, I'm very glad to be with you. I am Monsignor Cruz, Vicar General of the Diocese of Peoria. Earlier this afternoon, I was able to speak to Bishop Jenke, and Bishop Jenke was sitting at his summer house out on the beautiful deck, and it was 78, and there was no rain. Beautiful sunshine in Peoria. So I encourage all of you, if you want to get away from all of these tropical storms, come to Peoria. If you want to get away from all the traffic, come to Peoria. If you want to come to a place that loves the Sisters of the Pierced Hearts of Jesus and Mary, come to Peoria. So as Sister Anna told you, we left a long time ago. And along the way, we drove through 10 inches of rainwater, and we passed a couple accidents, and we had to zig and zag through all the stalled cars. But along the way, we passed a little girl walking through 4 inches of rain, and she was with her grandma, and her grandma was holding her hand for dear life. And she was also walking with what I presume was the little girl's mother, who was pregnant, 9 months pregnant, huge. I thought we'd have a little baby floating down the river. But there, as I saw all of that sadness of that young family walking through all of the water in the torrential downpour, I have to tell you, my first response was to think, oh, how silly to laugh a little bit, to think how much better off I was driving in this big SUV. My heart was not immediately moved with compassion, with love, or a word of prayer. I certainly at that moment could not reach out and actually help them. But really, I did nothing for them. And after a while, it got me thinking of how much of my heart desiring to have real devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, how much further I really have to go. How much growth is still needed. But then, much like our Lord searching out for that one lost sheep, I take comfort to know that he left the 99 to go find the one. He simply did not do his calculations of math. He certainly didn't do the work of lawyers and insurance agents where they say, hey, cut your losses. Forget that one that's lost. Just concentrate on the 99 you have. I praise Jesus, the Divine Sacred Heart, that he does not think the way we think. He never cuts his losses. He thinks with his divine mind, and even better, he loves with his divine sacred heart. And so he searches us out. He reaches out to help us. He's always ready to give us another chance. I'll never see that pregnant lady and her family again. But maybe later tonight, I'll have the chance to offer compassion. Maybe tomorrow I'll have the chance to try to prove again my real devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And by His grace, try to truly live His ways of authentic love. And may we truly have gratitude for all of the great blessings that He has given to us. One of the hallmarks of devotion to the Sacred Heart is thanksgiving, gratitude, a thankful heart. As we prayed at Mass and lifted our hearts up to the Lord, and as we received the mystery of the Most Holy Eucharist, Christ's Sacred Heart with us, may we have authentic gratitude to thank Him for His amazing gifts and blessings. And as we know of those gifts and blessings more, may that inspire us to then love Him more. I know for myself what I am so constantly grateful for is that a few years ago, Mother trusted the Diocese of Peoria and sent us some of her religious sisters. And those sisters now do so much good work for us, as I know that they do in Miami and Orlando. And I pray for them and thank God for all of the good works that they do. But here again, I'm so selfish. Mother, we need more. Mother, thank you so much. Thank you for arranging all of this grand vigil. I'm sorry I missed the chance to offer a few more words, but truly, thank you for all of the good that you do through all of your sisters. May God bless you.